What church did he go to?
He was with me, with the Methodist and Baptist too. He didn't have no choice. We could go to one and then the other.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how far he got in school?
I really think he went to the third grade. Now, I'm not sure mm-hmm. about that, but I think that was. If you'd excuse me a minute, I'll go see hungry when she gets home.
When are you expecting her?
She'll be home 5:30, and I cooks up early every night.
Oh, which your husband, could he read and write very well?
Yeah, he could read a little bit, and he never did write nothing. He could mm-hmm. figure anything, and he could write a little bit, but he never did write much, no more than his name. Mm-hmm. Not as long as I stayed with him. I stayed with him about 56 years.
Was he very active in clubs, or did he do much traveling?
No, ma'am, he sure didn't. He mm-hmm. was like me. We stayed at home.
Where was he born?
He was born in Webster County.
Down near where you were born? Huh? Down near where you were born?
Yeah, down there near where I was born. But I reckon it's maybe a little further from here to the post office that's on our part.
Mm-hmm. And do you know anything about his relatives, where they came from?
No, I sure don't.
And tell me some about what this community is like, about how big it is. And
well, I tell you, it's a mighty good community. People are mighty nice to me, and everybody else is just as nice as they can be. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I've always got along with people, and I go to see them when I can, and everything is really nice in this country.
Mm-hmm. How big is this community? How many people would you say?
Well, I really don't know how many there is in town here, but it's a pretty good big community. Uh-huh. I never have heard nobody say how many there is right around here.
And now I want to ask you just some questions. What do you call the part of the day before supper? Mm. What do you call that part of the day before supper?
Afternoon.
Okay. You'd say right now is the afternoon?
Yes, ma'am.
And what about the time when the sun first appears? You'd say if you had to get up before the sun was shining, you'd say we had to get up before
daylight.
Or before sun.
Mm-hmm. Or what?
Or before.
Yeah. We get up sometime before daylight.
Or another way of saying daylight, you'd say mm-hmm. before sun. Mm-hmm. Sun what?
Before sun.
Yeah, you could say before daylight. Or you could say that another way. You could say.
On the early in the morning or something. Or what is it?
Or you could say we had to get up before sun.
Yeah, before 6 o'clock, well, especially now, because Francis has to go to work at 8.
Uh-huh. But do you call that sunrise or sun up or what?
Well, I call it sun up myself.
Okay.
I don't know what else to call it.
Okay. And you're saying we had to work until
5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Or when the sun goes down, you'd say we had to work until sun.
You mean sunshine?
Yeah, you have sun up and
sundown.
Okay. And say if there had been a real heavy rain, and then the clouds start pulling away and the sun's coming out, you'd say, well, it looks like it's finally going to
rain.
Or the clouds, if it's been raining, the clouds start leaving, you say.
Yes, sunshine.
It looks like the weather's finally going to